opinions of shows on KCNR. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBot 705 on April the 6th. We're here. Good Friday. It's Good Friday. You know what? Every Friday is Good Friday, but this was especially Good Friday. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can also hop into our chat room.
Is Good Friday when Christ went in the rock?
Yes.
And then 3 days later, he was arisen. Yes. Is that what that was about?
Yes.
So they call it Good Friday. Okay.
Anyway, we're going to talk to Bad Bob's here. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And how are you today?
Doing all right. It is a good Friday. Every Friday is a good Friday.
But this one is really good Friday.
Indeed.
And this is when Christ was put into the tomb.
Today's the day he was put on the cross.
Oh.
And then put into it.
And then, of course, that is a very, if you read the historical accounts, a rather lengthy and most unpleasant process. And then I believe it was on Saturday when he was interred, and then Sunday was the rising.
There we go. Easter Sunday. This weekend.
Yeah, but he was... Easter Sunday is when he arose.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we need help.
Yeah, so if somebody knows, give us a call this morning.
Speaking of needing help, here I am. I need help from Linda.
Good morning. You know, this day in history, I love this. Well, first of all, let's talk about the temperature. I can't believe it's 32 degrees. 32 degrees today. And there's so much the stuff that's going on this morning we're going to be covering a lot. Sunny today with temperatures around 62, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 37. It's a high holidays or religious. It's Passover. It's a lot of things for many people. But I wanted to tell you on this day in history, on April 6, 1896, the Olympic Games, a long-lost tradition of ancient Greece, are reborn in Athens. 1,500 years after being banned by Roman Emperor Theodosius, at the opening of the Athens Games, Kings George I of Greece and a crowd of 60,000 spectators welcomed athletes from 13 nations to the international competition. So I love the historical part of what's happened this day in history. In the old West times, in 1832, Black Hawk War begins. There's so many things that are going on. But, Carl, you've just got a list there. Let's go. I also have tickets to give away. I had an incredible show last night. I had an incredible show, something that you might think would be like, what is, you know, how can you fill airtime with the Quilters? Well, the Quilters Society of Reading came on last night. It was fascinating. The history of quilts. This is like what they do with car shows. Over 300 quilts are going to be shown at this quilt show that's happening April 20th. And a guy came on last night, too, by the name of Don Lee, who is a corporate guy, downsized, tried to figure out what he was going to do, actually got so involved in sewing and in the making of quilts. He was very, very interesting, and he went to a quilt show. His wife made him go to a quilt show, so there it changed his world. So he's got 3 published books out. He was fascinating last night, met wonderful people, and I'm going to be giving away 2 tickets this morning. It's called the River of Quilts, and it's at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Take a friend. Go April 20th through the 22nd. If you give us a call right now, I'm giving those away. 605-4567. 605-4567. Love to, it was really fascinating, you guys, and I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. They're going to have demonstrations and quilts and wearable arts and vendors, and it's really educational to find out, you know, where fabrics come from, and quilts, I found out last night, they've dated back 3,000 years ago. So we're going to give those away this morning.
Sounds like it's already happening. And after we do, after Bob gets off the phone there, we're going to take a break. Wells Fargo is shut today, is not with us today.
Well,
I'm sure
it's Good
they'll
Friday.
Be back. I'm sure they'll be back next week. You're right, it is Good Friday. A lot of things we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking, Bob Dunlap's going to be at 8 o'clock. I put a blog under Time Under the Helmet. And if you look at the budget for the Veterans Home, is not going to be funded through the 12-13, which is next year too. Now, some people say, well, they're just, you know, the money could get back in the budget. Well, it probably could. They're having a budget meeting on April the 18th down in Sacramento. And what we're trying to do is get together a lot of people and get down there so we can sit there in the budget hearings. As the title of my Time Under the Helmet, the blog was, the governor is not funding these homes because there's no priority for it. There's nobody saying anything. And it's not just doing the right thing. It's got to be a priority. And the veterans' homes, these two veterans' homes, one here in Redding, one up in Fresno, is not high enough in those priorities. But we're going to talk about that one later in the next hour. We got lots of stuff going on today. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:14 in the morning, April the 6th. Have we done the weather yet today? I don't know if we have or yet.
Yes,
but it's 32 degrees.
And it's going to be sunny today with a high of 62 and partly cloudy tonight with 37. That's a big jump there. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget Easter brunch. It's Easter weekend. It's a weekend to, be with family, love, celebrate, and honor.
Yeah, it's to think about family, but it's also thinking about the Christian traditions, whether you're Christian or not. If you're not, you don't have to worry about it.
And Passover.
But if you're, if you're a Christian, you do think about it. And in some ways, the great brunch, great dinner, and then brunch again on Easter itself. A special menu, in fact. Hey, we're going to talk about, something just came over in the chat room. I don't know whether to laugh or cry about it. You know, one of the things that happened yesterday is that, if you remember a few days ago, our president said that laws should not be over, you know, laws should not, that are voted on by the Congress should not be overturned by those pesky Supreme Court justices, those unelected people. Well, it was kind of like a firestorm went through after he said that, because, of course, that's ridiculous. You know, you have your legislative branch, executive, and your judicial. The three pillars of the United States freedom. Well, Obama, besides, he's a constitutional lawyer. I mean, he's supposed to be a scholar in the Constitution. Of course, he's just totally misspoke over that one. And they're trying to cover up what he said. But, of course, he did say it. I heard him say it. You heard him say it. But then this judge down in Texas said, you know what? I want the Obama administration and Holder to tell me exactly what you all think that the judges should be, the justices should be. I want it in a three-page memo or letter, single-spaced. And so that's what they did. They sent it back. Said, no, we respect the courts and the judges and that the right they have to do that, which is probably a good thing, because as Obama is saying that they shouldn't overturn Obamacare, which is an abomination of taking away your personal rights, of course, they were at the same time asking the Supreme Court to change the Defense of Marriage Act and overthrowing a widely supported act on the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman. They were asking the court to overturn that. You can't have it either way, Mr. Obama. I mean, or maybe you just don't know what's going on in your administration. Can't imagine that.
I can still hear the words of my seventh grade civics teacher saying, the legislative branch passes the law, the executive branch enforces the law, and the judicial branch interprets the law. That's the triangle. And why are we having such a difficult time with seventh grade civics?
Well, you know, the other thing, because this keeps going, too, because it goes on from there. Because then we get into, you know, criminals and crime. And one of our chat members here was talking, they have a meeting that comes in, they have a lunch meeting, and they have a lunch group, and they talk about local and national problems, and they solve them all, of course. One of the things they discussed was a rampant and increasing crime as a result of realignment. And they had this meeting yesterday, and the guy who formed the group sent us an email last night. While he was at the group meeting, his house was burglarized.
Oh, my
gosh.
Somebody
broke in. And you know what? That's a non-sex, non-violent, non-something, you know. So if they catch the guy, then they just bring him in. He turns around and goes out again. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. How are you all doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Well, I picked up a lady yesterday, and she was falling on some hard times, and she had two young children, and I took her to the Hope House, and guess who I ran into?
Really?
The aspiring Eagle Scout that you had on the radio yesterday morning.
Wonderful.
Luke
Verhoog, and you took her to the Hope House. How wonderful, Jay. That's how it works. That's the synchronistic, beautiful part of why we feel, you know, a calling to do what we do because
of
you.
That's what I love about you guys. I mean, it's something that applies to all of us, you know?
Absolutely.
It does. They people find different ways of helping.
That's beautiful, Jay. So
anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. I know you have many rantings and ravings to go on about with all the things going on, but I just wanted to share that little experience with you.
I have something sad for the next thing I want to talk about. So thank you, Jay, though.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Well, we had three more Americans killed in Afghanistan on Wednesday. They were at a park with civilians, and somebody came up with a bomb and set it off and killed these three Americans. That's three more. You know, in my Time Under the Helmet blog, on the 30th and the 31st, we lost a Marine and we lost a soldier over there in combat operations, and a couple others were killed in non-combat. And we've had over 1,900 Americans killed in Afghanistan since this thing began. And I don't see the end of it. I don't see an exit strategy. I don't see what Obama's doing with this. It's amazing that the mainstream media doesn't get into this and say this. You know, they're marching for Trayvon Martin. who was killed by a guy, and it could have been, it may be self-defense, but you don't know. Nobody knows what happened, and yet we've got California legislators wearing hoodies, you know, in support of Martin. I got a better idea. No, I don't want you to wear uniforms because you don't rate that, but why don't you just stand up in the halls of Sacramento and say, you know what, we'd like to remember these Americans being killed daily in Afghanistan. Why don't you try something like that? Why don't you try doing something that is a positive note for the military and the veterans? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Okay, it's yours now.
In this dirty old part of the city.
Looking for a special getaway? Looking for a destination where you can enjoy five-star cuisine, award-winning wines, and breathtaking views? Well, just a short drive from Redding, nestled in the Inwood Valley, is Ensalmo Vineyards. Ensalmo Vineyards is celebrating with a special Easter menu. Saturday, April 7th, lunch and dinner, and Sunday brunch with rack of lamb. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And don't forget the spring music series, Live Music While You Dine. Go to EnsalmoVineyards.com to find out what winemaking dinners and specials are happening. Ensalmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back
to KCNR 1460.
We're giggling now. We're giggling.
Absolutely. A couple special announcements to make here. Don't forget the April 7th Rain or Shine Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. It's the Shasta Women's Refuge 5th Annual 1 Mile Walk. It begins at 10 a.m. at the north end of the Market Street Promenade, of course. We don't want you to forget that. We've got a couple other things that we've got going on here.
This portion of the show is brought to you by, though, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go there. Espresso Joe's, 20-ounce coffees, $3 for their specials. They have a lot of special coffees on sale. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Discounts for veterans, and they will meet or beat any prices on tobacco. Okay, now listen to me. Meet or beat any prices for tobacco here in the city. And Joe and Shelley are people that hire people local. Everything stays local, and they help our community in so many ways for the past 35 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. March job reports? Down. Even though that, you know, the unemployment is down to 8.2%, but that was supposed to be much lower than that. We've still got 350,000 people a week going in and putting in for the first time for unemployment. And the March job report shows that the economy has really slowed down. There's only 120,000 jobs that were produced in March. Now, I don't know how many of those were government jobs, you know, so, and I, you know, what, 30,000, maybe a third, maybe? Who knows how many were, but is this, you know, what kind of impact? Is the economy getting better? Slowly but surely. Or are we back into the doldrums again? And in any case, if you don't think gasoline's got a big thing to do with this, a big impact, you're crazy. Gas is still at going well over $100 a barrel, $103 a barrel. And gas in your own town here, what, $4.60, $4.50? I think I saw $4.10 was the cheapest, but I'm not even sure where that was anymore. But gasoline is a huge impact. It's going to have even a bigger impact this summer if the cost of gasoline doesn't go down, and it won't. It's going to go back up again. We're going to be seeing $5 gas.
Think so?
Isn't that what the big guy wanted a couple of years ago?
Boy, that's what he said. He does not mind $5 a gallon gas if it goes up slowly. And, you know, the funny thing is how people get in these huge arguments about, oh, you can't just drill, drill, drill. Well, yes, you can drill, 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 drill. It should be part of the overall plan. There's nothing wrong with having solar and wind, but they are not ready. They are not going to be ready for decades. Nuclear power is ready. Why don't we build a few nuclear plants in places where there aren't major faults and, you know, not right there, and then have that? But, I mean, it just seems to me is that why can't they get together on this one and just say, look, we still need oil. We still need that energy. That type of petroleum energy. Why don't we start bringing in a few hundred thousand barrels? Why don't we bring in the Keystone Pipeline? Why don't we do that at the same time as we are developing our solar and developing cars and engines and, you know, technology that makes these cars and makes the engines run better, cleaner, faster?
Well, you know, I know we only have a few minutes left in this, but I want to tell you an article, share with you an article that I read in USA this morning. And let's hear what you have to say about this. Here are the headlines. Marine who criticized Obama should be dismissed.
Oh, yeah, that's the Stein case.
A military board has recommended dismissal of a Marine who criticized President Obama on his Facebook page.
I'm really torn on this one.
The Marine Corps Administration Board recommended another than honorable discharge to Sergeant Gary Stein following a day-long hearing at Camp Pendleton. The Associated Press reported that the board's recommendations go to a general who will either accept or deny them. If the general disagrees with the board, the case could go to the Secretary of the Navy.
Well, I promise you, if the general's not going to probably disagree with it. Now, I don't know the whole, you know, I've been reading about this case, and I'm not clear on a couple of things. And I will write a blog on this for Time Under the Helmet, because I'm trying to get some information back. Because if a military member on their own time, and you are not saying that you're a Marine, you're not using your, you know, your Marineness as part of this, you can say things political. I mean, I've seen it happen. What you really get in trouble, and you should, is if you have your uniform on, or you say, I'm a Marine, I'm speaking for the Marine Corps, here's my uniform, I am campaigning for this guy, or I am campaigning for office. And believe it or not, I have seen that. I've seen it. Colonel Pete Stiglitz, on the other hand, has played this absolutely honorably and perfectly. If people go, oh, he's using his rank and all that. Wrong. He has never once, ever, that I've been at an event, ever tied his military service and said, oh, vote for me for this, to politics. Never once, ever wearing a uniform. We want to talk a little bit about the Stein case. We will have a few new guests on the way when we get back. Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, employers pulled back sharply on hiring last month, a reminder that the U.S. economy may not be growing quite as fast as we thought. The unemployment rate dipped, that's a good sign, but it was mostly because more Americans stopped looking for work, a bad sign. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate fell to 8.2%. It only includes those actually looking for work. The report also shows the economy added only 120,000 jobs in March. That's down from more than 200,000 in each of the previous 3 months. More leadership changes at BlackBerry maker Research in Motion. Several executives at the senior vice president and vice president level have left. It's unclear whether it was voluntary or if they were let go. These latest departures come during a broad review of RIM's strategic options, which was ordered by new CEO Thorsten Hines after worse-than-expected fourth-quarter results. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
Stop the fishing around and head down to Wind River Casino and play our Real Riches Swipe to Win. Here you'll have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Crestliner Fishhawk fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Spin the reels and hook into this hot fishing boat. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and weekly drawings on Mondays and Wednesdays. The big giveaway is April 30th, where you could win your very own Crestliner fishing boat. No better way to unwind. For more information on Wind River's Real Riches Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. In the boat or in the casino, it's always better on the river.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Boss, 7:35 in the morning, April the 6th, Good Friday. All right, we're not going to get into this again, but Good Friday, a lot of things are closed down, like Wall Street and all that, which is why we didn't have the Wells Fargo advisors.
And for some states in the union, it's a holiday.
It is.
So California's not one of them.
Yeah. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, what can I say, guarantees his work from a smallest ding in your windshield to a crack that's 24 inches long. And he, like I said, he repairs it, he guarantees it. What else can you say? Veteran. Great guy, supports our community, supports the veteran community. 3208 South Market Street is where he's located at, and his phone number is 530-241-8373, Jeff Wurst. He's the person to go to if you have a ding in your windshield.
Currently 32 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR here on Market Street. And okay, I need the drum roll because we've been saving this. We haven't been talking about it, but now we are. Because the promoter, the person that brought in...
The helicopter coming in today. We're bringing in the promoter.
Bringing
in... He's coming in. Wait a minute. It's
Sandy
landing.
Hackett.
It's landing.
Are you done?
Okay.
Sandy Hackett's, actually, the Rat Pack, which is happening at the Civic Center on the 28th of April. Welcome to the program, and you know him very well by doing all kinds of wonderful musical promotions here in the North State and elsewhere. Alan Foligno, welcome to the program.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. Okay. It's here. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's close now. Yeah, one little thing, Carl. Wall Street is closed today, but Wall Street Pizza is open. Anyway, you like my little dig
your,
there?
That's your little baby there.
And where is your business, first of all, before? So where's Wall Street Pizza?
1165 Hartnell, right next to Harbor Freight Tool. You know, Harbor Freight gets more advertising because everybody knows where it's at, and that's what we say. It's right next to Harbor Freight Tool.
So yeah, you're Italian?
Here's this, here's that.
Yeah, I'm Italian.
And so is this like your family's pizza recipe, or
No, it's actually been there 21 years. Me and my best friend from high school, who moved up from Southern Cal, bought it last August 1st, and we bought all the recipes, and we thought, why mess with a good thing?
Do you actually throw the dough?
Not if we want to serve it.
I learned how to make pizzas the other day, believe it or not.
Did you?
Yeah, during the...
I saw that.
That pizza and
How'd that go?
Well, you know what? I didn't realize, if you want to make a good pizza... I know this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but if you really want to make a good pizza, you just can't just walk in there. This is something that really takes a touch. Yeah. I mean, making the dough, especially if you're pushing, if it's not already you don't already have the dough already laid out, you know, if that's part of it. But if you're taking the dough and flattening putting everything on it, and then there's an art to this that you just don't pick up in the first 15 minutes.
No, there's a method to it.
Well, what's your specialty with Wall Street?
Well, Wall Street, if you like garlic, but you walk into our place and the people just go, oh my gosh. And this is, we kind of advertise it as the best little secret in town because for years it was closed on weekends and closed at 7:30 and they just had their favorite people. And since we've opened it to 7 days a week and, till late at night and we take debit and credit and now we just got our beer and wine. And so, I mean, we're doing great.
Oh, wow. You know what? We're always looking for a great place to have pizza.
Really
and
good.
A Sunday? You're always like, okay, what's open on Sunday? That's fabulous.
We had to just change our hour. We were noon to 6 on Sunday, our short hours. We had to bump it noon to 7. We're closed on Easter, but starting then because we just started getting too busy in the end of the night. So
great. Now, do you guys deliver?
We deliver for free. How about that? No delivery charge.
Okay, next, that's going to be, when we're sitting here jonesing for a pizza, we'll call you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get back. Italian to Italian.
Hey, Dean and Frank, we're talking
Italian.
Okay, we're talking
Italian. We're talking about, we know the history here. You know, Vegas during the days. Remember the movie Casino? I was right at the tail end of Casino. That whole era that before it really took corporate took over.
When they were cool.
when it was still very, very cool, and you didn't, you know, you had VIP and room, food and beverage, and all, you know, it's great. The guys with the cigars, you know, it was fabulous. Yeah. So Alan Foligno is our guest, and we are going to be talking more in this next segment about the Rat Pack is coming to, and this is a different one. There are some wonderful tributes. This is Sandy Hackett's twist.
Buddy Hackett's son.
Buddy Hackett's son, and I spoke to him the other day, and he had said that his father. There's a taping of his father to kick off the show.
Oh, great, yeah.
So it's going to be, and you know, I'm sure Sandy will have wonderful stories about his growing up with his father and Dean at the house for dinner and all these other good things. So thank you for bringing them in. We know it's a special fundraiser. We want to talk about tickets.
Sure.
We want to talk about the fact that I'm sure several people here in the community have not been to the Civic Center when they've done cabaret style seating.
Right.
We've been hungry for this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great way to set up. And I mean, it's, we wanted to get kind of, you know, that whole 50s nightclub feel. And we're going to decorate the place. It's tables and chairs. So you go get your drink, you sit down, and it's, we want to, you know, we want that feel, that Vegas feel.
Oh, baby. So it's called, this is the night you pull out your furs. This
yeah.
is the night you pull out your glitz.
Yeah.
Guys come. It's, in fact, it might be limo night. It might be, you know, champagne on the way.
Yep.
Now, if Civic Center, are they, do they serve cocktails?
Yes.
So there you go.
There's alcohol, and you can bring it to the table, and you know, if this is a night to go back to highballs, hijinks, and happy hour, I would say, you know?
Oh, I love it. Okay, well, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We have Alan Foligno here. We're talking about the Rat Pack. We've been saving this actually Good Friday moment. It's, you know, it's all about this wonderful concert that's coming, and we'll be right back after these messages. There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create the new tattoo you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist's portfolios or bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoos are the same, and some are better than others. So think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California.
capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Alan Felino is here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I want to cry.
Like, you know, Dean's my favorite.
I never
used to miss the Dean Martin show.
He's such a, you know, people ask me, what was it like working with Dean? And I said he was the consummate entertainer and the ultimate gentleman. This guy, what you saw is what you got. And he was unbelievable dresser. He was a class act. He never, you know, he had an opportunity to, you know, how some people could be kind of, you know, he never hit on us.
Yeah.
He treated us.
Great father, I heard, too, because I saw an interview with one of his kids, and they said dad was home every night for dinner.
There you go. That's our man.
Yeah.
You know, I was 19 when I joined the group, and I got to watch every night. I watched from the curtains. Wow. Back in the back, and just watched his timing and Kenny Lane.
Yeah.
And so here we're talking with Alan Felino, who's going to bring in the Rat Pack on the 28th to the brand new cabaret seating of the Civic Center. We call it now, used to be the Convention Center, now we call it the Civic Center.
Civic Auditorium.
And let's talk about what the proceeds are going to, because it is a fundraiser, and we need to let our audience know that.
Yeah, 100% of the profit. I'm not making a penny on this. I brought it back because I saw the Rat Pack show about a year and a half ago. I saw Linda perform. She was wonderful. You were striking in that gown, by the way. And
thank you.
And I said, you know, it's one of those nights where you enjoy everything so much, and I just love these guys. I have one of their CDs in my car. And I said, I want to bring it back. So, and then there was a different version with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack, and I heard great things about it, so let's book it. And then I was working with the Louis Marimonti Foundation, and I said, guys, this is perfect. Whatever, you know, this is, in fact, I've guaranteed a sellout for them, so even if it comes up two seats short, they're still getting the sellout money.
Well, you know, the thing about this is with
now,
the
Da Vinci machine. My heart.
Yeah, this thing with the Da Vinci machine here is it does so much for people. I mean, it can go in there and just it's a way of handling operations and getting in there and helping people. And this foundation is here to help, you know, is to bring this in here. And what you're doing, Alan, is great too. You've guaranteed them a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about that, but it's a sizable sum, and you've guaranteed them a sale out, no matter what happens. But we want to sell this place out, and we don't want a cent to come out of your pocket. We want people to be hanging off the rafters. We've got some tickets here we're going to be giving away, but I think that this is going to be a great night.
That's absolutely right.
And it's doing something for our community.
Well, there you go. See, this is where the heart and soul is that you come and you enjoy. These guys are going to come to Reading. They're going to have a great big fabulous time. We're going to be entertained. We're going to get to walk down memory lane. We're going to get to go into the cabaret seating, which we've always wanted to have happen at the Civic Center, which has never happened. So we're going to get to see that. We're going to be able to step back, and there's a lot of people who just really want to kind of touch the feeling of that whole. I mean, there's what's the series that we've been watching lately? Magic City.
Magic City about the 50s, late 50s down in Miami.
Oh.
And it's one of those series that Linda forces me to watch because it has gratuitous sex, violence, and nudity in it. I'm glad I ordinarily would.
What's the name of that show again?
What time's it on?
It's called Magic.
It's on the Star Channel, and it's on, I think it's on Friday nights, and it's, you can put it on, you can DVR it if you'd like. I frankly would never watch it if Linda didn't force me to watch the.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, if there was a concert or a show or an event that I could go back in time and see, you know, I think I would want to be there to see the Rat Pack in Vegas.
Oh, man.
I mean, I just can't imagine how cool. You couldn't get four stars that big to go in there and just be buddies and hang out and just be as cool as possible.
Well,
like
they
that
own
nowadays.
The town, obviously, Alan. Yeah. And I heard, you know, the stories, and I'm sure you have too, but through your years of doing this, is that they would come out and they would tell the dealers to move over, and Frank and Dean would start dealing their 21 games. And it was just like, hey.
And guess what? Yeah.
the house never won.
They didn't care. Yeah. It was all about.
And, you know, they truly loved each other. You know, I remember reading the first time they went to Vegas, Sammy Davis was not allowed to stay in the hotel, the same hotel as them, being black. And Frank said,
Yeah, can you
Sammy don't
that?
Stay, I don't stay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
and you think back on that, and that here's two, I mean, these guys would, they would pay Sammy Davis Jr. to entertain, but they wouldn't let him stay in the same hotel.
Yeah, is that amazing?
And just, you know, when you think about
different
it.
Different time, boy.
Different
time,
you know, things, when you think things, gosh, maybe they haven't changed that much, things have changed radically.
Yeah.
And it's not perfect, nothing ever is, but it still has changed dramatically. But it was people like that with Sinatra just doing little things.
Yeah.
That if Sammy doesn't stay here, we don't stay here.
Well, just think of the talent between those three.
Oh my gosh.
Well, all of them.
I have had the great opportunity, you know, to work with these guys, but with Sammy, you know, I love Dean, but Sammy, if somebody said, hands down, who's your favorite performer, it was always Sammy Davis Jr.
So multi-talented.
Trumpet impersonations, tap dancing, playing piano. The guy was just the king of cool.
He does Mr. Bojangles, and you just want to just freeze in
That's
time,
it.
Don't you?
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you know you want to be ready to be next to the phone because we're going to be giving away the first set of tickets where you can go to the Rat Pack, given so generously to us by Alan Foligno. And we know we're going to be hanging out that night, so we hope you hang out with us. We'll be right back after these messages, Casey, in our 1460.
Looking for a special getaway? Looking for a destination where you can enjoy five-star cuisine, award-winning wines, and breathtaking views? Well, just a short drive from Redding, nestled in the Inwood Valley, is Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating with a special Easter menu. Saturday, April 7th, lunch and dinner, and Sunday brunch with Rack of Lamb. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And don't forget the spring music series, Live Music While You Dine. Go to AnselmoVineyards.com to find out what winemaking dinners and specials are happening. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Fly with me,
and come fly with me.
Let's fly away.
And with us. Good morning. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire
Nelson
Radio.
Riddle.
The this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Hey, this month, our friends down at Nathan's are giving away a $300 tattoo. You know, or,
wow.
It's a that's $300. The only thing you have to do is go down and enter for the drawing, is go down there on the corner of Market and Tehama. They're open 7 days a week. Just go down, sign your name, and you have a chance of winning it. Bad Bob's entered. He didn't win last month, so he's entered this month. It's the people down there, you know, we've gone in, we've talked to them, we've seen the shop. I tell you what, it's clean. The people are very professional, very, very conscious of safety, and they do, just what can I say, great work. They do great work. They put some great ink on people and piercings. That's Nathan's Anthems Tattoo, 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama.
You're a military guy, Carl. You have a tattoo?
None.
Really? I got one at 48 years old. How about that? I know. Is that strange?
Well, I tell you what.
No,
I tell you what. We're still thinking about it. You know what? I'm thinking about it. And if I did I'd go down. I'd go down there. Huh? Were you sober?
Yeah. It's one of those things that you think, okay, I don't know, maybe it was a midlife thing.
Oh, no,
it could
I think
be.
That's cool.
I've avoided it. I've avoided it.
I had a girlfriend that did it on her 60th.
Wow.
But you know what? I'm not against it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it. Anyway, hey, look, Alan's going to bring, he's bringing in the Rat Pack. They're going to be here April
28th.
It's going to be cabaret type seating with chairs or with tables, and their table's going to be decorated.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a low key thing here. I mean, it's like come in and have fun. You know, this is going to be like Vegas where they're going to be coming down. I don't know. I imagine they'll be in the crowd sometimes.
I think they work the room.
Yeah, they work
the room
pretty good.
Yeah, man.
You're going to be able to see them, and they're going to be down there singing and dancing, and there's going to be comedy routines.
I think they're going to wheel their alcohol cart out on stage. I mean, it's just like going back.
And then, you know, the other thing, too, this is for a great, great cause here for the bringing in the for the Louis Marimonta Foundation, bringing in the Vinci machine that will help people, helps people in the operating room. It gets in there. It can get into the very finite type of operations that you need.
Very much used in prostate.
Yeah, but they're looking, it could do a lot of different things.
OBGYN, certain things that
everything.
They can't get
and it's a computer. It's computer driven.
Right.
And it's one of, I think it's the only one in the North State.
And also clinicals, that's really important. So when you think about, okay, where am I going to go? Oh,
why not have a good time and all the proceeds? Alan is donating all of the proceeds to the foundation, and we can't say enough about that.
That's really, makes my heart sing, and I think the boys are smiling from up above to know that hey, their images,
their legacy is going to
help, help save lives. That's a huge wow. Okay. Now, we did have a caller. We're going to take a caller right now. I know there's a delay. Right now,
we're going to give away tickets.
605-4567. You're waiting. We've got two tickets for the Rat Pack Show right now at KCNR. So there you go. I know you guys is going to be.
Somebody called earlier. We made him call back.
And it's a Saturday night. It's great.
Oh, Saturday night.
Rich just got the tickets.
Okay, Rich. He called earlier, so that's great. I'm glad he's in line. So, hey, I'll tell you what, because we're feeling good, we're going to take one more call. Bob's going to be working here, and we're going to give away a second set, 605-4567. The lines are busy. Just keep going through. We've got two more tickets here. So that means that Alan generously has given four tickets away for this Rat Pack Show. We're going to be there. Do you have any closing thoughts? We just have a few seconds left.
It's a different style for Reading. Everybody can get, there's always a concert, there's always this. But, you know, the Broadway series is not signed up right now for the Reading Civic Auditorium. So there's no plays. I know the Rat Pack was part of the play season. So this is the start of it. And, I'm hoping actually to bring some more Broadway type things in like this. So, I want to bring another, I had Dorothy Hamill, Broadway on Ice.
Yes.
I'd like to bring Broadway on Ice back. So, but this is, I just love this stuff. So, I mean, and you can't get any better than the Rat Pack.
You can't get any better.
Claudette just won the second set of tickets.
Okay,
thank you, Claudette.
So we got Rich and Claudette. The tickets are gone for now. If you wait, we may give two more in the second hour here. We do have a table, so we've got some in the orchestra. Excuse me, in the balcony. So So Alan, we're so excited. April 28th. We're going to start talking about it all the time. And I'm really looking forward. I mean, hopefully on a Thursday night. Hopefully next Thursday night, have some of the gals, some of the guys on to call in.
Oh, good.
Again, Rich and Claudette, congratulations. You've won the tickets. We'll have them here at the KCNR studios. That's 1326 Market Street. You can pick them up anytime before the 28th.
Okay, when we come back after our news break, we're going to have Bob Dunlap in here. We're going to be talking about the opening of the Veterans Home, plus numerous other veterans' issues. The big thing about opening of the Veterans Home is that we need to get together, my friends, and go down there on the 18th of April in a couple weeks, stand there in the budget hearing, and have the legislators tell us why they shouldn't open up that home. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's the lowest unemployment rate since President Obama took office, 8.2% last month. However, that's because
the labor force shrunk. That was not expected.
Also unexpected, slower job growth. Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes says just 120,000 Americans found work.
It had been rising at an average of 246,000 a month for the three prior months.
What's the reaction? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
Well, for the White House, this isn't quite the news they were hoping for. While employment is up, it's half of what the last 2 months produced. And while unemployment is down, that's due to a shrinking of the job pool.
It's clear to every American that there will still be ups and downs along the way, and that we've got a lot more work to do.
Now, the president notes 4 million jobs have been created in the past 2 years. House Speaker John Boehner says American businesses run into government obstacles as they try to create jobs. He called on the president to work with Republicans to reform the tax code, lower regulations, cut spending, and increase domestic energy production. Dave?
Mike, there's no reaction on Wall Street. The stock market closed for Good Friday. What started as a concern about a drunk customer at a Walmart in Texas has turned into a cop killing this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
And Dave, an officer in Austin was shot and killed by a Walmart customer who employees thought was drunk. The customer just took out a pistol and fired at the policeman, says Chief Art Acevedo.
The officer was able to broadcast that he had been shot.
But he died at the store, leaving the Walmart employees to wrestle the shooter to the ground and hold him there until more police arrived. The officer's name is not being made public yet, but the chief says he has two young daughters, Dave.
Evan, there was also gunshots outside a Waffle House in Georgia earlier this morning, but nobody was hurt after two groups of women got into an argument over a Facebook posting. The woman who fired into the air is in police custody. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Now that it's the new year, isn't it time for the new you? That's right, the new you. The you who resolves to stop overspending and take control of your finances. The you who's ready to get serious about saving for the future by first paying off your debt. After all, those credit card bills aren't going anywhere until you decide to do something about it. But no worries, you are not in this alone. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management is here to help. Trinity has a proven program that will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, drastically reduce your interest, and put an end to late fees and collections calls. You will save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. Hey, it's the new year. Shouldn't you make a resolution to call Trinity? 1-800-936-5348.
Trinity!
1-800-936-5348. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
A week after the much-talked-about health care reform arguments at the Supreme Court, we're hearing from a normally quiet justice. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Well, Justice Clarence Thomas has a reputation as a man of very few words on the bench. He didn't ask a single question during the 6 hours of oral arguments on the health care law last month. Speaking to students at the University of Kentucky, Thomas suggested his colleagues should do more listening and less talking. The Georgia native says the rapid-fire questioning from the other justices were not helpful to him in deciding the case. A ruling from the court on the health care law is expected in June. Dave.
And Jared, a Maryland man, gets 25 years in prison for trying to plant a bomb at a military recruiting center. It was a fake bomb. He was caught in a sting operation. With the diagnosis of autism in children higher than ever, there's new research about the cause.
A child is more likely to be born with autism if the father is over the age of 35. The latest research in the journal Nature finds that several gene mutations sharply increase the chance that a child will get autism from 5 to 20-fold. The mutation can happen with genetic material from either parent, but happens four times more often in sperm cells than egg cells.
That's Fox News Radio's Bill Vitka. There's some new hope battling a tough cancer.
Scientists say they're having success with a newly developed vaccine for one of the deadliest forms of cancer, pancreatic cancer. Developed by the National Cancer Institute, the vaccine is injected directly into the tumor. Trials at the Cancer Institute of New Jersey suggest they may have stabilized the fatal disease. The treatment is made with the equivalent of the eradicated smallpox virus and injected using endoscopy, followed by booster shots in the arm. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
A New Jersey man could get out of the hospital tomorrow. Doctors say he is lucky to be alive. He accidentally shot a nail into his heart Saturday when his nail gun jammed as he worked on a rooftop. Doctors successfully removed it and repaired the heart. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl Lind. About 8:05 on Friday, April the 6th, Good Friday is here. You know, some people say it's always Good Friday, but this is especially Good Friday for Christians and in Passover for our Jewish friends. I'm not sure what it is if you're Muslim or if you don't believe at all. This is just another Friday, which should make you happy. So we're all happy today. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com in our chat room, going to it. We really, really like our chat room. What can I say? It is 32 degrees out there, and we're looking at partly cloudy with a low around 37 tonight. Today it's going to get up a high near 62, calm wind becoming south-southwest between 4 and 7 p.m. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 67, calm wind. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Sunday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly before 11 a.m. And Sunday night, a 40% chance of rain. Okay, you know, this weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, a beautiful place. A place to go to have your Saturday dinner and your Easter brunch. Special menu for the Easter brunch, but they're all weekend long. You can go out there, the ambiance, they're having music on Saturday night and tonight. Go on out and give them a call. Give them a call at 474-5546. It's going to be beautiful weather, and trust me, when you go up there, the service is absolutely perfect. And the food, five-star. The wine, outstanding. What can I say? And Somo Vineyards, just a short ride up from Palo Cedro. Our guest today is Bob Dunlap. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you know what, Bob? There's a lot of things going on, and I want to talk about two things here, and I know you've got other stuff. One was this meeting that we had down at the Veterans VA clinic. Mm-hmm. There was going to be a change. There was a proposed change at the that was going to have to do with post-traumatic stress. That was just a horrendous idea that when it came through here, and it's not over yet. Even though it was fought down, and the clinic said, you know what, we're not going to do this. But that isn't dead yet, is it?
Well, it's no longer an issue until Dr. O'Neill leaves. What the issue was for those post-traumatic stress disorder patients, the thought was that they would take them out from underneath their contract counselors or the fee basis counselors and bring them into the VA clinic for their counseling. The downside of doing that, of course, is that you interrupt a treatment. Some of these patients have had a long-term relationship with their...
Years. Some of them, I mean, like a decade.
Oh, yeah, and more.
Yeah, and more.
So we've established a very good relationship, a rapport. These are a lot of these counselors, most of them are military veterans. They've been through war. They know they can relate to the patients. And the idea was to remove them from those fee-basis counselors. And, of course, Dr. O'Neill consented to a town hall type of meeting. There was about 250 veterans that were in the room at the VA clinic. And they convinced Dr. O'Neill that that was just not a good idea because of continuity of care. And at the end of the meeting, Dr. O'Neill relented and said, you know, as long as I'm the director, we will have status quo and you'll remain with your fee basis counselor.
But this was brought on, this was kind of a California thing, if I understand right. This kind of came from a little bit higher headquarters that said this is one way of saving money. The whole thing was a money saver.
That's where it started. That's correct.
And that started, but you didn't see it in other states. It just happened to be here in California. And it was at not all the clinics, but at many of the clinics they wanted to do this. And from what I understand is when that was questioned, the answer to that was, well, why don't we just do it and see if anybody says anything about it?
Don't know behind the scenes what transpired, but no. I know that a few months ago we were asked to let the new folks know, the new applicants for PTSD benefits, that once they're assessed and approved and they have a claim, from that point, they would go back into the VA clinic, and they understood that, and at least going into it, they knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, you know, but that's one thing, as mm-hmm. we know, Bob. I mean, it's one thing to, as you come in, you know, it's like, you know, you come in, hey, this is the way it's going to be. You've been in the military, you understand that. Okay, that's the way it's going to be.
Right.
But you don't take people that have been under treatment for years, decades, and say, yeah, hey, right. we're going to change your treatment. Yeah. And by the way, this is for post-traumatic stress, so I'm sure it's not going to bring any more stress into your life. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. And as I can tell everybody in our chat room, I'm going for coffee, too. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our guest is Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and about 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Hilltop Medical Clinic. Hilltop Medical Clinic, they're located at 1093 Hilltop Drive across from Country Kitchen and at 2123 Eureka Way. They are taking TRICARE. So we're talking about veterans issues today, but they are taking TRICARE now, TRICARE Military Insurance, among plus the other insurances they take. They're going to collect TRICARE's the copay, the cost share, and the deductible, and then they will be billed for the services by Hilltop Medical Clinic. This is really a big thing if you're a veteran, retired. Go down and see Dr. Mark Pierce and his staff. They support the veteran community. If you've got a choice, and this is like a walk-in clinic. This isn't like you have to have your own doctor. This is a walk-in clinic that you can go into. If there's that minor emergency and you just can go in there, they take TRICARE now. Hilltop Medical Clinics on Hilltop and Eureka Way.
Currently 32 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be a sunny day with temperatures around 62. Fabulous weekend ahead of us. Partly cloudy tonight with lows of 37. Looks like Sunday, well, maybe a little bit of chance of rain, but what is it without? You've got to go out and Easter egg hunt and have a little bit of mist on your shoulders. And looks like we've got a partly sunny day tomorrow. And the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. As well as, let's not forget that they have Rack of Lamb special that they're serving Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and, of course, Sunday brunch and live music
Easter
on Saturday
brunch.
Night.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, also, on April 7th, tomorrow, do you have your high heels ready there, Bob Dunlap?
Well, they are ready.
Are you wearing them?
Absolutely not.
Oh. You mean you've got high heels? Wait a minute. No, I want to get back into this. You have high heels, but you're not going to wear them in the walk a mile in her shoes?
You are absolutely correct, Colonel.
So you have high heels. That, first of all, is kind of scary to me.
They don't fit. They're my wife's.
Okay. Oh, I got it. Okay. Tomorrow, April 7th, rain or shine, walk a mile in her shoes at 10 o'clock, north end of the Market Street Promenade. If you haven't signed up already, that's okay. Just get there about an hour early. You can sign up, bring your shoes, go for a mile. All the money there goes, all the money raised, and they raised thousands of dollars last year and every year. Goes to the Shasta Women's Refuge. Give them a call at 244-0118, extension 202. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, who has, I kind of got the feeling you have high heels, but you don't wear them out in public. Who is the Shasta County Veterans Services Officer. You're in charge out there at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. You know, you're one of the few offices in this county that makes money.
We do.
And people, you say, oh, man, how does he make money?
Well, we don't make money. How. We bring money into the community.
There
and,
you go.
And we do that by helping our veterans and the dependents and the surviving spouses with their VA benefits. So last year it was over $5 million of benefits that went to our veterans. These are new benefits. These aren't the existing ones, which probably total well into the $50 or $60 million a year. But these are new benefits, $5 million that a broken leg during a time of service might net a 10% disability and $123 a month, and then up to the 80 or 90 or 100% disabilities. And these folks, a lot of them didn't know that they had any benefits coming, and which is a nice segue because I did want to thank you again for continuing to play the widow's pension public service announcement.
We will continue to play those PSAs. We're sold out in our morning show. Yeah. I mean, we're just sold out, and it's getting worse.
Well, let me tell you, Carl.
We are going to continue to do that in the morning show because it's something that helps our community.
It does. It really does. And when I hear that American Patrol music start off, and hi, folks, Bob Dunlap, wants to put me to sleep. But about once a week, somebody that heard that PSA comes in and said, I understand there might be some help for me. And it's a widow who lost her husband years ago and didn't know that there was some help. And she's struggling. She might be living in assisted living somewhere, can't make ends meet. It looks like she's going to have to be evicted because she can't pay the bills. There's some VA help for her. And it's just another way the VA honors her husband's service. And by continuing to play that PSA, those folks that might not otherwise get the word come into our office.
You know,
find
a lot
help.
Of times, too, is we tell people this when we're advertising. A lot of times it bounces off people at first. And then they catch it, and then they listen to it, and then they go, oh, my gosh. And it's worked. I mean it does work. The advertising, and especially on talk radio, I'm not just talking, but it does work because of people that, they listen because it's talk radio. It's not like music can kind of go off in your own little la-la land, as Bad Bob does. But in talk radio, I mean, you're listening, kind of listening to what's going on there. Right, Bad Bob?
Indeed.
Indeed. Okay, Bob, thank you very much for that. But we will continue to play those PSAs because we feel strongly for our veterans community. We feel strongly about our community up here. our community in the North State is probably one of the most helpful, what can I say, supportive communities I have ever been around.
I agree, absolutely.
It's a duck or somebody that's been injured or somebody that's been ill or something. I mean, our community comes together and just somehow puts together and supports things.
This is a very supportive community for veterans. I had the owner of the Big Dipper restaurant or cafe in Shasta Lake City came in to see me yesterday. She says, I want to do something for the veterans. I want to have a fundraiser, and we'll dedicate some percentage of the proceeds for a day or a week just to help veterans. And who can I help? You know what? How can I do this? How can I focus on just veterans for that day? Well, she didn't have to do that, but she felt strongly in her heart that she wanted to help veterans. And that's just one example of so many folks that really care about veterans here. I wouldn't live in any other place in the world when it comes to veteran support and folks that really care about their loved ones who serve their country or they themselves.
And a lot of them haven't served. Yeah. Now, of course, there's going to be that percentage that are idiots that, you know, think that they're a bunch of socialists or we're anarchists if you're in the military. Yeah. But, you know, but I'm not just talking about the veteran support. I mean, there's a lot of support for veterans. This is for other people. Other people are being supported in our community. I'm looking here at, like, just like today, they're having the Rat Pack's going to come in here. It's going to be a great night. But all the proceeds go to help the community. They go in to bring a machine that's going to help people. People have never heard of Sinatra and Martin. I mean, because of the children. Or, you know, but that's where it's going to. I mean, he doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do that. But he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break here. I guess Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We come back. I want to talk about, we got a couple of things you want to talk about, but at some point I want to spend a lot of time on this veterans home. What's happening with that, and it's your best guess, and then what's happening on April 18th that we need as a community, and this is beyond veterans, as a community to stand up and say we need to do something here.
Right.
And Daniel, if you're listening out there, I know a lot of times you're traveling. Daniel, if you're listening, you need to give us a call. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Looking for a special getaway? Looking for a destination where you can enjoy five-star cuisine, award-winning wines, and breathtaking views? Well, just a short drive from Redding, nestled in the Inwood Valley, is Ensalmo Vineyards. Ensalmo Vineyards is celebrating with a special Easter menu. Saturday, April 7th, lunch and dinner, and Sunday brunch with Rack of Lamb. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And don't forget the Spring Music Series, live music while you dine. Go to EnsalmoVineyards.com to find out what winemaking dinners and specials are happening. Ensalmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
talk about customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank. Business of the year in 2011, according to the Chamber of Commerce, right here in Reading. It's not just the fact that it's a local bank and it gives you great service that way. It's part of it is because the employees at that bank head out into town and support, just like we're talking about, support events that help the community. North Valley Bank, Business of the Year, Chamber of Commerce for 2011. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and you get involved. How many people would you say a year that you all help?
About 8,400 walk in from the streets asking for help.
And that's just walking in, because then you have lots of follow-ups then after that, right?
We do, and we do some outreach. We actually go out to folks' homes that aren't able to make it into the office, and I do the briefings and the other presentations at Rotary and Lions Clubs and all the other organizations that would like to have information about veterans services.
And your budget is about the same as it's been for what?
Oh, goodness. Several years it's been pretty flat. And mm-hmm. But that's okay. You know, we're not in this for the money.
But I'm talking about the, the budget has stayed the same. It hasn't been cut, though, right?
It has not been cut.
And, okay, well, that's good.
It's a very small budget, but that's...
The state has cut our budgets.
The state has not cut the subvention and Medi-Cal cost avoidance and those other funds that help our budget. They have mm-hmm. not cut that. There was some threats of doing that. There was some expectation that they'd be increased, which were dashed right away. But mm-hmm. no, the state hasn't cut us. We're pretty much normal.
The veteran service officers in all the counties have not been cut, at least.
I can't say that. No, Shasta County has not been cut. There are some other veteran service offices that... were closed. Trinity County was closed temporarily. They do have a part-time veteran service officer there now. He works 16 hours a week, but at least it's open and functioning again.
Is it a supervisor's? Isn't it the supervisor's call if it's open or closed?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it on their budget, which might translate to the CAO or CEO,
yeah.
And then the supervisor's call. That's correct.
Yeah.
State of California says each county may put into position a veteran service officer with staff if the budget allows. It doesn't say they will, so it's not required.
Okay.
But obviously in Shasta County, it's a necessity.
I think so. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, we've got we've got the cemetery up here, the veteran cemetery. We have a VA clinic, which is expanding. We have a veterans home. We got like 3 minutes left here. What's the latest on the veterans home?
We have a beautiful veterans home. I was in there last Friday, actually. Mike Mangus.
By the way, Linda Hartman is going to be on the show here in a week or so.
Good.
Or a couple of weeks to talk about, you know, because she's going through training right now to get it open, in that. And so we're excited about having her on, but.
You were saying something about Mike Mangus and that you had walked through. It was beautiful.
Right. We did a piece on this Assembly Bill 2151, which was put into suspense. And, you know, Mike did an interview with me. And then he said, what's the chance of getting some photos of the home? So we arranged with the General Services Administration to go out, and they gave us a tour inside. The home at that point, that was last Friday, was complete. They were doing some...
When you say complete, it's ready to move into right now?
I can't say that because...
It's close.
Facility-wise, infrastructure-wise, yes.
That's what I meant.
There's no furniture in there, but, you know, everything is done.
But all electricity's in, all services like that are in, the kitchens are in, the closets are in, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're probably working on what the construction people call the punch list, the little minor items that need to be fixed up.
Okay, yeah.
They were working on that, actually. So the state of California has possession of the home now. The contractors are done with it.
Oh, really?
So it is.
It's ready to move into.
Structure-wise, it's ready. They'll need to hire the staff. They'll need to vet the applications, and they'll need to.
I looked at the budget yesterday when I was doing some more research on this. 2000, and you know specifically, it says as Governor Brown says is that he that there the home will not open in 2012-2013. That's what it said in the budget. I mean those words in the 2012-2013 budget. The home will be delayed.
Well, we may be up against that. And that's the importance of getting our folks down to attend the assembly hearing.
And we're going to be talking about that after the break here because we've only got like a minute and a half left. Right. But let's go back to the home just for a second because I want people to think about this. We have a veterans home that is built that is going through the punch list. State of California has it. We're ready to start moving veterans in there as soon as we get the hiring process going and we start moving into furniture. But we aren't doing that because there's no money in the budget. For that.
Well, there's no money allocated for that. There's money if we could.
There is money in the budget. Of course there is. We're the eighth largest economy in the world. It's a sense of priority then.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
The veterans don't have a priority in Governor Brown's budget.
And that's the importance, again, of convincing our legislators that they need to make that a priority. So
veterans are. Now, I want everybody to think about this for a second because this is what I wrote in my blog, Time Under the Helmet. Governor Brown has other priorities than the veterans. The money's there. We have other priorities in the state. A railroad to nowhere. Commissions that meet once a month and people are paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to be on these commissions. Scholarships to illegal aliens. These are priorities. Our aged veterans, our wounded veterans are not a priority to Governor Brown and the Democrats. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. After 3 months of solid job growth, employers pull back a bit on hiring.
This unemployment report landed with a thud. 120,000 jobs were created in March, but that was half of what was created the previous 2 months. Unemployment did edge down a tick to 8.2%, but that had more to do with people dropping out of the labor market.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, President Obama welcoming the March jobs report, adding,
"It's clear to every American that there will still be ups and downs along the way, and that we've got a lot more work to do."
House Speaker John Boehner says the report shows Americans are still struggling under the president's failed policies. A call for help at a Walmart in Austin, Texas overnight. A police officer encounters a customer described as drunk. Police say the man pulls a gun, shooting and killing the officer. Walmart workers tackle the suspect and lock down the store until the arrest. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Casino April 14th for their cool April Night Show and Shine. Festivities begin at 11 a.m. in front of the casino. Enter your hot rod early. Just register at the River Club by April 9th and receive $5 free slot play. An exclusive Cool April Nights t-shirt and a food ticket. Best in Show gets $50 free slot play. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $2. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artists can bring your old tattoo to life or create the new tattoo you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist's portfolios or bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoos are the same, and some are better than others. So think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is a Good Friday. It's been a great Friday for us so far. Many blessings to you and your family, and we hope you have a wonderful, safe Easter weekend. Hey, when we say that we do a shout-out to Daniel, I'm actually emailing you. I found an email that you sent me. We're looking. This is Daniel who's like has the buses. Daniel's brought in the young athletic department, but we're looking for buses to take veterans down to Sacramento April 18th. So the shout-out to Daniel, that's what we're doing. I'm going to send you an email
get ready
now.
We're going to be talking about that in a couple minutes, but that was good getting it out there early like that.
Yeah. Well, let's get
this
on
portion
it.
Of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and Lon. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. You got to get back into the old kind of barbershop there, and like I said, you know, you look at, they've got a TV set in there, and it's an old TV set because we're stepping back in time. You'll never see Dr. Phil on there or people doing jazzercise. You're going to be, you just get great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for veterans and seniors. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And I understand people have left messages for me in there. Don't do that because they don't care. I mean, they, if you know what, they might write it on the wall, maybe, you know, but that's about it. So if you got a message for me, give us a call. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. All right, now, forgive my last mini rant there at the end, but it's like this. In our budget is billions and billions and billions of dollars. In the budget, it says that the veterans' homes here in Reading and Fresno are going to be delayed through the 2012-2013 budget. Before, they were going to delay it for a while, and that was fine because we still had to finish the home, but there was going to be like a six-month delay. Well, now they decided to delay it longer. AB, and then I went after the Democrats on this, okay? Why would I do that? Governor Brown's a Democrat. The Assembly and the Senate are controlled by the Democrats. I mean, that's the only thing I could say. If their name was Klingons, I'd say Governor Brown and the Klingons are controlling the Assembly and the Senate, which may not be too far from the truth. And one of the reasons for this is AB 2151. Now, Bob, who is not involved in this My Little Rants, but and nor should he be, but AB 2151 is what?
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you said that because I'm apolitical, and
that's
my
right.
position here,
yes,
this is just how it is. Linda Halderman, who is a Republican from Fresno, introduced AB 2151 on the 29th of February. It had some co-supporters, which included Doug LaMalfa and Jim Nielsen. And 2151 was a very short bill, and it would have allocated $26.1 million to open both the Fresno and Reading homes. And that would have been at, you know, a 12-13 budget year. So that bill was introduced, and right after it was introduced, within 2 weeks, it was sent to suspense. Now, the only folks that could do that are the folks that are in charge of the legislature.
And those are the Klingons. I'm sorry, Democrats, right?
So that's the way it is. So it was sent to suspense, which means it doesn't have to be heard, and it doesn't have to be heard until after the May revise. and the May revise will actually determine the budget that's presented to the governor for signature. So it is essentially just neutered 2151. So that's, the importance of letting our legislators know face-to-face that we need to get our home open. We have 450 people that have expressed an intent to apply for the Reading home.
And how many can we put in there?
We can put 150 in there. So well over twice the number of beds we have applicants. In Fresno, they have a 300-bed facility. They have 200 folks who have expressed an intent to apply for Fresno. We need to open our Reading home.
And I love the answer to this, too, is they said, well, they've got another homes down in, Barstow?
Barstow,
oh, let's move our 85-year-old, and just, you know, so that the husband goes, but the wife can't, you know, down there. I mean, it's stupid ideas to come up with. It's the typical Klingons. They go in there, they don't think before they act. I can't believe that the Assembly and the Senate, with the veterans' homes built, I mean, ready to go, and just turning some of that money loose. And what was the reasoning behind this, Bob? I mean, you've been, you know, I get email all the time, but you're really in tune with this. What was the exact? Did they give an exact reason besides the fact it just didn't make the cut line?
The reason they cited was budget. They would save $11.2 million this fiscal year and so many more million the next fiscal year. But, you know, budget is really tied to priorities, so it does go back to priorities.
It's a priority. Veterans are not a priority to Governor Brown. I'd look him in the face and say that. Prove to me that they are. You know, they've cut back on the programs for veterans coming home. We have 30,000 a month veterans coming out of the service after 10 years, after over a decade of combat, coming back to our state. And they've cut out programs to help them assimilate back into society, to help them find jobs. They talk about it, but then they cut it away. They say, oh, we've started this program. Then they cut it away. Bad, Bob?
Well, when you think about it, of course, less than 1% of the populace ever serves in a uniform. And I think that the complacency and the being taken for granted is being pushed by the mass media and those in charge. And the marginalization of those who have served this country.
That's a good point. The marginalization. They don't have to. And you know why? It's because veterans pretty much just get along. I mean, they go along, and, you know, they do their jobs and all this. And when this happens, it's kind of like, you know, because we've been taught to just, you know, commit ourselves to the objectives, keep going. Let's not make waves here. Let's just keep doing the right thing. But then people take advantage of it. And in this case, it's Governor Brown and the legislators at the Assembly and the Senate. All the Republicans have backed this thing up, and I think probably some of the Democrats, ones that have seen the light. But to have a structure there and not give the money and instead spend it on scholarships for illegals, there's something wrong here.
And I understand we do have to live within our means as a state, and we should balance our checkbook. But, you know, Governor Schwarzenegger, before he left, he says, we will never forget our veterans. We will support our veterans. And we went into deficit spending, not because of the veterans, but that was part of it. And current administration doesn't feel that way.
We went into, you know, yeah, I mean, let's not even go there about we went into deficit. We really did. And because of their idiot spending. But, hey, we got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We're talking about the opening of the Veterans Home. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about why it is so important on April 18th that we as veterans and people that support the veterans, it could be their families, we need to go to Sacramento to room 437. I think it's 437. And when they're having the assembly budget hearing on the Veterans Home, we need to be there. And let them know, and it's not a big protest, not going there, we're not occupying, it's nothing like that. Just go in there and stand shoulder to shoulder and say, look us in the eye and tell us we are not a priority to you people. Okay. All right, we'll be right back. You got to read between the lines.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Reading. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Yeah, good morning. You know what? It's a target-rich environment out there when you start talking about the assembly down in Sacramento. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. You know, Crown Motors, a local company that will help you make the make you a purchase, probably the second biggest thing in your life, and that's your vehicle next to your car. They've got your local, they've got your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership here in town. They are local. The money should stay local. Plus the fact, it's not just going down to the shop because it's local. It's because they give great service. They take pride in everything they do down there. And they carry a great selection of used cars also, trucks and SUVs. They will fit your every need. Go down there. Go down there and tell them that, hey, you know what? We heard that you care about our town and that you care about us. That's Crown Motors right here in Reading. Our guest is Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Office, but we've got the lines filled up. So let's start with Ann. Good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Hi. You're on.
Hi. Okay. Hey, I was at Central Committee last night, and I had found out earlier in the day that they're paying the assistant administrator out at the Veterans Home $61,000 a year beginning last December, assuming that the home was going to open on time. And I just wondered what... you know, what she was doing out there to earn that money, since there aren't any occupants. They said, oh, you know, lining up landscapers, whom I assume they have to pay, you know, getting beds ordered, things like that. But this is going to be going on now until 2014 at least,
well,
being an administrator?
Well, that's what they're saying. Plus, I know that Linda's going to for a month of training next month. To, you know, for her job. But you're right. One of the things she said to me is that they're trying to finish up with the contractors and all that. You know, when they hired, I think, you know, the premise was that we were going to open this thing up in, you know, in September. And,
right.
But now it's
but
not.
But they aren't.
Yeah, well, I don't, yeah, that's a good question, yeah.
Well, and, you know, the thing, and also it was addressed at the meeting, too, that she's not going to resign from her supervisor's position because Governor Brown would make a temporary appointment to replace her seat. So we're going to continue to it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, frankly, I don't like Governor Brown, but who cares if we have a temporary replacement in there?
Why wouldn't that's
until
funny.
The election.
I wonder why the county wouldn't just appoint somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Fred and I were talking about that last night. Well, I'm pulling into my garage. I just finished at the gym, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
I do the job for free for the veterans.
Well, you know what? There's I think there's a lot of people that would that want to help with this, Ansel. Thank you very much.
Yep.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye bye. Okay, Jimmy. Good morning. You're on.
Howdy. Hey, just real quick, I'd like to make a comment. You're talking about this veterans home, and I really don't want to bite the hand that feeds me. But I do low-income, government-funded projects throughout California. I do hydronic heating and air conditioning systems in these places. And to me, it doesn't seem like there's a shortage of funding there, because these places have granite countertops, community center, a pool, and they put out banners after the project's done that says farm worker preferred. So... You know,
farm worker preferred, and they put in granite. They put in granite counter. They put in granite countertops. These are nice places. It sounds like
they're really nice places, and it's amazing to me that they're funding these places and not a couple of veterans' homes. So that's my comment, and I'll.
Well, I've got one little question for you. Very many illegals working on those jobs. You don't have
no
to answer.
Comment on there.
Okay. All right. Got
yeah,
it.
You go to one of these places, and you'll see for yourself, and I think some of these politicians should show up on some of these job sites.
Well, they don't have
to. Anyways, I'll talk to you later.
All right, Jimmy, thank you very, very much for your comment. Okay, so he's building things. So there's obviously money to build that for farm workers, but not for veterans, not to open up for veterans. Okay, on April 18th, they are having the board meeting or the budget meeting that day. I know Fresno is bringing people up, but we would like to bring down 100 people, let's say, down to Sacramento. We can drive. We'd like to get some buses. So if anybody knows some buses out there and a bus driver that would like to take a 50-passenger bus, and it could be or a couple of 26-passenger buses or whatever. That only reason I'm saying that, it just makes it easier for everybody to go down so you don't have to worry about parking. And we go down there and we attend the budget meeting. No, it's not a protest. We attend those meetings and just, you know, stand there and let them tell us why we aren't high enough in the priority chain for 150 aged veterans to be able to have a place to live, that have risked their lives, have put their lives on the line, who may have been wounded, who have, we've got an Alzheimer's, we've got an Alzheimer's section there. Have them tell us, look at us and tell us why the priority is to put a railroad to nowhere that is exceeding the budget by 300%. Why it's more important to build housing for illegals. Why it's more important to have committees that nobody is quite sure of, or 1,000 other things that are more important than 150 veterans. We're gonna take a break here. We'll be right back.
Looking for a special getaway? Looking for a destination where you can enjoy five-star cuisine, award-winning wines, and breathtaking views? Well, just a short drive from Redding, nestled in the Inwood Valley, is Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating with a special Easter menu. Saturday, April 7th, lunch and dinner, and Sunday brunch with Rack of Lamb. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And don't forget the Spring Music Series, live music while you dine. Go to AnselmoVineyards.com to find out what winemaking dinners and specials are happening. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
About customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Well, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and the Bot, 8:55 in the morning, April 6th. Let me remind everybody that our Shasta Startup, our business show, will be following us today from 9 to 10. Rob Middleton's in here. We're going to be talking tourism. We've been talking tourism earlier this week, hitting that heavy about, you know, that we're not utilizing the Sacramento and the and I-5, I don't think, enough. But he's going to be in here with some experts, and they're going to be talking about that and how that how aspects of that can really help our county and in fact, the whole North State and, of course, the city. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They support the veterans. They're there. Veterans discounts. Espresso Joe's, greatest coffee you can get. Joe and Shelley have been in business 35 years, and they have supported this community in so many different ways, not just veterans, but in so many different events that people don't even know about. I just happen to know of a few of them because I was lucky enough to be there. But that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Let me just finish up on this April the 18th. If you have a question and you want to attend, and we've already had people calling saying they want to attend, give Bob a call.
That's right, 225-5616. We've already got several people that have called, left their phone numbers and names, and said if there was a bus, they'd like to be on that bus. We've got probably a dozen folks that are taking their own cars down there, and they have passengers in their car. I'm taking mine. I have three passengers with me. But there's other folks that just would rather take that bus ride and not drive themselves.
I think, my friends, it's time that we, again, this is not a protest. This is not an Occupy. This is not laying down on the ground and crying and whining and throwing feces at police. This is going down to the board or the budget meeting in Sacramento, into the room itself, and I'm sure it'll be standing room only at that point because I know Fresno's bringing in people, and we come in, and just to stand there and say, or sit there and just say, we want to know, we want to see you vote on this, on funding this veterans home.
Right, and it's important to say this is not just veterans. This is our community that should be behind this home. We would expect citizens would be there to say, open our home.
Yeah. And the other thing here, if you want to get just right, be really crassly capitalistic, this home will bring in millions of dollars also to our community. We're talking about, what, 150 jobs?
240
jobs. 240 jobs. We're talking about people coming into the community. We're talking about jobs in this community, well-paying jobs. We're talking millions of dollars that will come into this community once this is open, if for no other reason besides supporting the veterans, which is the right thing to do. Think about the economic impact it can have on our county. What is the purpose of the Democrats for not funding this? What is the purpose of the Democrats for finding priorities of that are higher on their list than opening two homes? We're talking 350 veterans here. That's all. We're not talking about 1,200,000. We're not talking about 50,000 coming across the border. Oh, no. these are homegrown Californians that can use this. All right.
All right. Thank
I'm
you
not so- going to get off this horse.
No, you're not. Absolutely. We're going to be riding it all next week. Well, you know what? We're about ready to tie up here and end the show. Thank you so much, Bob Dunlap, always for coming on. And Shasta Startup is going to be on at 9 o'clock with our good friend Rob Middleton. And he's got a very special guest that we're going to be talking about. We wish many blessings to you and your family this Good Friday. Have a wonderful Easter weekend. We wish you all a very safe journey wherever you're going. And, again, give thanks to all the wonderful things that we have. We have many blessings in our lives.
Mark Beecham's going to be with us here on Monday. We're going to have a great time. He's a great writer for the Record Searchlight. Plus, he's a great thinker. You know, he's got such a take on things. But we're going to be talking about some stuff that may be just a little bit out of the ordinary when Mark comes in here on Monday. We've got next week, we've got a number of things happening. Chief Paletti's going to be in. We've got more people running. DeQuisto will be here. He's running for Congress. We've just got a lot of hot stuff next week. And, of course, this weekend, our shows. We have more local programming probably than anybody north of Sacramento, probably even including Sacramento. We've got great shows this weekend, starting with Frank Galusha tomorrow morning, and my outdoor buddy, and Sovereign Minds, Kurt Largent, Trudy Pratt,
Swap and Sell,
Nancy Pierce, Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, Boomer Tech, and of course Sunday, We the People, and Don Schulman and Judy Maxwell. What can I say? We got a huge lineup.
Thanks, Bob Belongi.
And New Radio Theater. Can't forget them. Bob, we'll see you next week.
All righty. Have a good weekend, everybody, and see you at the walk.
That's right. Bob Dunlap, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
the good guys against the bad guys. Bob Dunlap, you're one of the good guys.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.